This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Supporters of the opposition party in Myanmar, also known as Burma, are celebrating this morning. The party is projecting that its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has won a seat in parliament. It's the first time in two decades the National League for Democracy has participated in an election, and Suu Kyi's victory could help consolidate recent political reforms there. It could also herald the end of foreign sanctions on a country that was ruled for half a century by a military junta. NPR's Anthony Kuhn followed Suu Kyi on the campaign trail, and he sends this report from Yangon.
The voice of a Buddhist monk reading morning prayers drifts out from his temple and across the fields at dawn. This is the rural township of Khaw Mu, which Aung San Suu Kyi hopes to represent in parliament. It's one of 44 constituencies at stake in this by-election. Farmer Tain U is riding his motorcycle to the local polling place. He says he plans to vote for Aung San Suu Kyi, but he doesn't think the election will change much in this poor and remote township, where most folks live in thatched bamboo huts without electricity or running water. I'm not hoping or expecting her to do anything for us, he says. I'm voting for her because I respect her. She's made great sacrifices for the people during nearly two decades under house arrest. Suu Kyi was released in late 2010. This followed general elections, which her party boycotted. It wasn't until last December that she decided to return to politics and stand for election. Chama Paze, we wish you good health, Suu Kyi's supporters cheered, mobbing her as she toured polling places around town. A defeat at the polls for Suu Kyi could have actually been a setback for the government, which knows that her cooperation is essential to getting foreign sanctions lifted. Observers believe that as a member of parliament, Suu Kyi could embolden fellow lawmakers to push for more reforms. Others are concerned about her ability to meet sky-high public expectations. She faces an uphill battle to accomplish ambitious goals, such as amending the constitution to limit the military's role in government. Suu Kyi mentioned this aim in a press briefing on Friday.
What the military will learn, I'm sure, is that the future of this country is their future, and that reform in this country means reform for them as well.
90-year-old Chan Tun is a former member of parliament and Burma's former ambassador to China and Canada. He points out that the military automatically gets a quarter of the seats in parliament, and whatever they may think, they have to vote as their commanding officers order them to.
The military has the power to take over at any time. Actually, most of the people in the army accept Da Su's ideas, but they don't dare to speak out in support of her.
There have also been concerns recently about 66-year-old Suu Kyi's health. She suspended campaigning ahead of the vote due to exhaustion. Dr. Tin Myo Win has been her personal physician for most of the past two decades. He says she's gotten through the grueling campaign by sheer force of will.
There's two parts, physical and spiritual. And her spiritual health is always 100%. But sometimes her physical cannot follow what the spiritual and the mind wants to do and everything.
Suu Kyi rises at 4:30 a.m. every morning for an hour of Buddhist meditation, Dr. Myo Win says, and she remains sharply focused on her goals without concern for herself. Suu Kyi says her goals transcend politics. She advocates a non-violent revolution of the spirit in the tradition of Mahatma Gandhi.
When I talk about a revolution of the spirit, I mean a revolution that will help our people to overcome fear, to overcome poverty, to overcome indifference, and to take the fate of their country into their own hands. An election alone is not going to change our country.
The official vote count will not be announced for several days. But Suu Kyi says her and her party's greatest victory in this election has already been achieved, and that is the rising political consciousness of Burmese citizens, particularly its young people. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Yangon.